Now, a new campaign encouraging people to report welfare cheats has been running since the middle of last week when Minister for Social Protection Leo Varadkar launched the Welfare Cheats Cheat Us All campaign. When he launched that campaign, the minister told us the anti-fraud measures saved the Department of Social Protection 500 million last year. Well, here in studio, I'm joined by Ona Brin, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin South West. He's been looking at this closely and he says the numbers don't add up. Owen, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are
Why
you?
Why don't they add up?
Well, first of all, let me say social welfare fraud is wrong. And every euro that's claimed fraudulently is a euro that could otherwise be given to a family in need or spent on public services. So I would support any measure by government to crack down on social welfare fraud. The problem is the figures that Minister Varadkar launched last week are grossly misleading. So, for example, we know from the minister that in 2015, the total amount of money saved through fraud detection was about 48 million. My understanding is in 2016, it was about 41 million. That's the amount of money that was detected as being fraudulently claimed in those years. And now those people have to pay that money back.
Yeah.
So when the minister launched his campaign last week, he said that half a billion euros was saved last year. That figure simply is not true.
Where did the extra 450 million come from?
I spent a fair bit of time over the weekend trying to get the Department of Social Protection to explain it to me. So what they have is they have a performance indicator by which they measure all of these things. So the first thing is they find out how much money was fraudulently claimed. So let's say, for example, I claim job seekers allowance for 1 month, 188 euros a week. I'm claiming it fraudulently and I'm caught. So when we talk about, for example, the 41 million last year, that includes those 4 weeks of a payment that I fraudulently claimed.
But what that's money that was actually paid out.
That's money that was actually paid out.
That should not have been paid.
That should not have been paid out. That has been found out and I now have to repay. Yeah. Okay, so that's the amount of money that's saved. What the department does, it takes that. It takes the 188 euros and it multiplies it by 52. So it says actually they have saved a full year's social welfare payment to Owen O'Brien because they've detected 4 weeks of fraud. But here's the crazy thing. If I was on another payment, let's say disability allowance, it's roughly the same amount of money, 188 euros. Let's say I fraudulently claim it for 4 weeks and I'm caught. They don't multiply the 188 by 52 weeks. They multiply it by 136 weeks. So what they're doing with these...
Why?
That's exactly the point. So what they're doing with these multipliers is they are grossly inflating the actual savings to the taxpayer. And then Minister Varadkar can come out and deliberately, in my view, give the impression that there was half a billion euros of social welfare fraud conducted last year and it was saved to the taxpayer when in fact the figure was about 41 million. Now that's not
what
they're
saying is the money that if we hadn't caught this guy,
exactly.
The money we would have had to pay out over the next 12 months or whatever if it's multiplied by 52.
Exactly.
Why the 136 is something we might have to get an answer from them for about disability. But they're saying that we've saved that money which otherwise the
exactly.
Exchequer would have paid out.
And for example, if they were upfront about it and said last year we identified 41 million euros in fraudulent payments and we're getting that money back. And if we hadn't have had the diligent staff in the Department of Social Protection who hadn't have detected that over 52 weeks for some payments, 136 weeks for some payments, in other cases it's 26 weeks, in other cases it's 9 weeks. So there's no logic to how they multiply.
But isn't it the case though that on the one level you can say, well, there's 41 million detected that has to be paid back. And even, you know, quoting that number is maybe a bit disingenuous because are you ever going to get it back? They, you know, go to a court and they say, well, pay it back at 10 euros a month. You could be dead before you pay it back.
A couple of things. First of all, there's about 80 million euros recouped every year in overpayment deductions. So that is money that historically was overpaid and it's been paid back.
And is that accidental overpayments?
Yeah, see, and this is the other really dishonest thing, in my opinion, by the launch last week. So not only is the figure, I think, grossly and deliberately misleading. But the other thing is, and I'm looking here at Leo Varadkar's press release, it talks about anti-fraud and control measures. What that actually means is they're looking at all overpayments. And there's quite a lot of detailed work done by the Department of Social Protection and the Controller and Auditor General at overpayments. And in fact, the majority of overpayments have nothing to do with fraud. The majority of them in the first instance are error on behalf of the client or a third party or a social welfare clerk. There's also a significant amount of overpayments. For example, they call them estate recoupments. Let's say, for example, my mother passes away, her pension is paid for several weeks after her death.
Yeah.
And then when I settle her estate, I have to repay that. So in fact, of the total overpayments, fraud accounts for less than half in terms of the cash amounts and less than 20% in terms of the number of individuals. So again, what Leo Varadkar should have come out last week and said is that we have an issue of overpayments, some through error, some through estates, some through fraud. Last year,
but I mean, the idea that if you are overpaid, you're expected to fess up, aren't you? And if you don't fess up, then you become a fraudster.
Well, the department themselves,
you know, the woman who was claiming on her husband's pension long after he was dead.
The department make a very clear distinction. So they categorise overpayments due to error and overpayments due to fraud. And they're very clear about that. Here's the problem. I don't believe Leo Varadkar's launch last week has anything to do with dealing with overpayments. Here's a guy in the middle of a leadership battle. He wants to position himself in a particular way. And what he does is he launches this high profile campaign based on complete misinformation. And what's worse is this. He's spending, and I had this figure confirmed this morning, €200,000 on this 4-week campaign. That's the cost of the advertising and the printing, etc. And he's encouraging, obviously, people to ring in and give information if they think social welfare fraud has been committed. The really interesting thing is on Friday, the Department of Social Protection, in a response to Joe Logue from the Irish Examiner, actually said that of the 20-odd thousand calls that they got last year, they have no idea how many of those led to fraud or overpayment detection. They've no idea.
I mean, I know the difficulty, and the minister himself, I think, adverted to it, that, you know, you get calls coming in and people say, well, how can so-and-so be collecting the dole? I've seen him down at the dole office or whatever, or in the post office, and he's collecting it, and I know he's working. And the minister said there are situations where you can work and also be in receipt of social welfare. But there is also the scandal that many people will report on radio programmes like this and elsewhere, that they see people living rather better than they can live.
And they
blow the whistle.
And go back to what I said at the start. Social welfare fraud is wrong. There is no justification for it. And it is taking money away from where it should go. But if you're the minister and you're going to spend €200,000 to try and reduce overpayments of any kind, you need to have some evidence as to why you're spending the money on one thing rather than another. And if the Department of Social Protection don't track what happens from the call to the detection, then they've no idea if those calls are of any value. So, for example, would that €200,000 have been better spent, for example, hiring some extra staff to do more regular checks or trying to identify what the cause of errors of overpayments are? Because keep in mind, errors are a larger cost to the taxpayer than fraud is. So, again, when you look at what Leo did, and this isn't me saying that the government shouldn't be doing something about money that's been wrongfully claimed. What he did was, in my opinion, he launched a very nasty and very divisive campaign on grossly misleading figures to promote an avenue for tackling what he sees as a big problem, when in fact I think there are much better ways of doing the dealing with the issue, but they wouldn't have got him the headlines that budget, he so desperately needs in his leadership bid campaign.
The budget that you suggest, you know, spending a couple of hundred grand on a campaign like this, at the rate of, say, 188 a week saved, if you find somebody, he only, that'd be 10 grand a year, thereabouts. He'd only need 20 people extra to be discovered by the free phone lines or whatever else to get that money back. So others would say, money well spent. If you get 20, and he probably will.
And my point is this, is that there are, from my understanding, there are three different ways in which overpayments are detected. One is social welfare inspectors and local social welfare offices doing their job. The second is people declaring and saying there's been a mistake or an error. And the third is these phone calls. Now, I'm not saying one, other or all of them aren't useful, but if you're going to spend extra money, I'd like some evidence. And if the social welfare department themselves don't even track how many of the calls made last year led to detections of overpayments, then you have to ask yourself, why didn't they just check that before they decided to spend money on it? Now, because keep in mind, €200,000 is a lot of money. And is this the best way to spend it? The straight answer is nobody knows. Neither me, you, the minister, nor the department.
So you want forensics from them?
Well, all they would have had to have done is, for example, track the number of calls in a month and how many of those calls led. And that would have given them a good enough sample. But again, I go back to my point. I don't believe Leo Varadkar is interested in tackling overpayments or fraud. This is about him wanting to give the impression that he's tough on so-called dole spongers to try and toughen his image in a leadership battle. And I think the consequence is it is going to feed into a prejudice that people on social welfare are scamming the system, which, of course, the overwhelming majority of people aren't. But also it misrepresents what's actually happening in terms of the amount of money and what the real problems are.
All right. What difference how much was saved? Report All Fosters says, one, I support Leo Varadkar, but he should go further. In the UK, there's a free phone hotline to report benefit fraud. They also employ surveillance teams to monitor suspect claimants. That's from Martin. I think the minister said they do that too.
Social welfare inspectors, and I would work with lots of them, do a very good job in ensuring that the taxpayers' money is properly spent. Now, they don't always get it right, and there are appeals, and sometimes their decisions are overturned. And this is my point, is if you look at the amount of money that's been identified through fraud every year, it has been declining over the last 4 or 5 years, which seems to me to suggest the staff in the social welfare offices are doing their job well.
A couple more. My brother died in the UK recently, his widow had 10 days to present herself to the local council office with his passport, driver's licence and any social welfare medical card he may have had so that they could be terminated. That would cut out some of the overpayments. That's from Jennifer. My husband is self-employed. He's a plumber. He pays insurance, VAT, etc. He often finds himself pricing jobs against people claiming the dole. Twice I've given information to the Department of Welfare about people who do this. That Sinn Féin spokesperson is out of touch. Many ordinary, hard-working people on the ground are fed up with the dole cheats. That's from Geraldine in Wicklow. And that's more to the point, I suppose, rather than the person sitting at home just taking the welfare, you know, because they couldn't be bothered working. This is people who are out there working and pricing jobs and
absolutely
competing.
And we have a huge problem, particularly in the construction and trades, of bogus subcontractors undercutting reputable contractors. And in fact, many of us, and I raised it with the Taoiseach only a couple of months ago, are of the view that neither Revenue nor the Department of Finance nor the Department of Jobs are doing enough to tackle that exact problem that woman has identified. But here's the problem. You can already see in that woman's reaction the kind of negative consequences of Leo Varadkar's campaign. Should fraud be allowed? No, it shouldn't. It should be tackled. But it should be tackled on the basis of evidence and real measures to deal with the problem, not these sensationalist campaigns, which are not about tackling the problem or about leadership bids.
Another one, it's a farce. We all know people who on paper are lone parents, but in reality are living with their partners with two incomes and a low rent from the council. They're living better than those who have no social welfare payments and paying a mortgage. And that's what people really feel aggrieved when they see this.
They do, but and go back to the central point we started at the beginning. Leo Varadkar claimed last year that €500 million of fraud was taking place last year. The figure is 41 million. So the problem is there, but it is far smaller than Leo is trying to give the impression. And again, these types of comments are exactly the consequence of the very alarmist and factually incorrect campaign that he launched last week.
Eoin Ó Briain, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin South West. Thank you very much.